since I'm German and my family and relatives, especially my grandfather, were very passionate Wagnerians, I got in touch with this music very early. So when I was 3, 4, 5 years old, I was always listening to Wagner's music. But obviously, it took very long for me to get to the moment where I can start actually singing one of those parts, because as you know, it's very difficult and demanding. For a long time, as long as I was studying and when I started having my first professional contract, I was pretty sure that I would never ever sing any Wagner, because my voice was very small and very lightweight. And then I met another teacher and he showed me another technique, another way to sing, and that opened a complete new world for me. So I suddenly discovered that there's much more voice in me than I expected. And then I knew that one day it would come. So I started with easy things, or easier things, with David in Meistersinger and Tannhäuser, the Walter von der Vogelweide von Tannhäuser. From that on, then the next step was Parsifal, the next step was Meistersinger, and then Lohengrin.
And flowers.
Exactly.
And he is a flower. He's the best flower in the world.
Well, hopefully not, because.
No. Wow. You are the best singer. You know you are.
Oh, come on. Please don't say that.
No, I say that with my heart.
Thank you so much.
I enjoyed tonight everything Maestro Gergiev brought us in heaven with his orchestra.
Absolutely.
And your voice.
About Valkyrie, I can tell you that it's so rich and so enthusiastic and so overwhelming, especially this first act. It's climbing up and up and up all the time, the tension. It's so fantastic, and I cannot get enough of it. I would wish I could sing that every day. I know that it's no good idea to do so, because then maybe you can sing only for a couple of more years. You should always keep this mix, but here in this fantastic hall, I have to say, with this marvelous acoustic, it's such a dream to sing that, and then with this orchestra that is capable of doing the most richest and strongest sound, that you have the impression they're sitting 200 or even more, and at the same time they can be very soft and very delicate, and obviously with Maestro Gergiev, he's capable in accompanying wherever you go, whatever you think, whatever you want to do, whatever spontaneous comes to your mind. And that's fantastic. And that's how what you call making music, creating out of the moment, not talking about it, not think it over, not rehearsing it for forever. Just do it, and that's the result.